Commentator John Ridley immersed himself in both the Republican and the Democratic conventions for Morning Edition, and still he is undecided about how he'll vote. Never mind the stereotype of the Hollywood screenwriter as limousine liberal, John's voted for Democrats and Republicans. He's our very own swing voter. I reached him at his home in Milwaukee and asked why he felt he didn't know enough yet to choose.
How much do you actually know about either of these guys? I mean, can you actually tell me what John Kerry's long-term strategy for Iraq is? You know, George Bush wants to continue to pay for the war. He's going to balance the budget, reduce the deficit, but without raising taxes. How is that possible? I think both of these guys are putting out platitudes and sound bites, but we haven't even gotten to the debates yet. We haven't seen these two guys go toe-to-toe. So to me, it's like being in a murder trial with two or three more days to go and deciding, well, this is how I think it should play out.
We are going to be talking to you over the next few weeks, right through till the election itself. So give us a little list. What are the issues that will help you make up your mind as an undecided voter?
There's leadership, and leadership, ironically, tends to go back 30 years now with both of these gentlemen in terms of their service in Vietnam. You have this Memogate thing that's come up this last week with George Bush. For me, that's had no traction whatsoever because I think it's a wash. We don't know if those memos were real, and we don't know whether George Bush really completed his obligation in the National Guard. The same thing, you know, with Kerry, with these Swift Boat Veterans for Truth, which is about the most venerable organization since, you know, the NBA stars for marital fidelity. So I don't think either of these things really play out in the here and now, and I'm sort of sick of hearing about the Vietnam service or non-service or potential service.
Probably one of the top two, three issues for voters generally is the economy. Swing voters say it's going to be one of the things they're going to decide on. What about you, John?
I think the economy is a big part. I mean, it's part of our daily lives. I got to give George Bush points on that simply because he's going to cut taxes. I mean, how can you not like a guy who's going to say, hey, I'm going to put money into your pocket? You have to like that. What I like about John Kerry is that he's a complex thinker. He makes you think about the issues. I wish that he explained them in an easy fashion as opposed to just sitting down and hearing George Bush's kind of easy platitudes about how good life is.
You know, presumably each week, each of these candidates might do something that would make you much more interested in them as a swing voter. What about this week?
Well, this week, the one thing I think John Kerry did to step up his play, he went to the charts. He was talking about health care and co-payments that elderly people might have to make. He actually brought out a chart for people to look at. People know he's not a great speaker, so he took a page out of Ross Perot's playbook and Dennis Kucinich, who actually used a chart at the NPR radio debate, despite the fact that it was on radio. But I think it's great that he is using something concrete to, so to speak, show what he is saying. And the guy went out to Kinko's and he spent some money, so that's impressive. He's taking this thing seriously now.
I was just going to say, I'm in California, and I feel like, in a large sense, my vote doesn't count. It's a funny feeling to realize that there are really just a handful of states that it's going to come down to.
Bottom line is, in this day and age, if you are a voter in California, we know where California's going, we know where New York is going, or if you're a liberal in Texas, let me tell you something. Bush, Kerry, if they weren't politicians, you would never see them in Wisconsin. You would never, ever see these guys in Wisconsin hanging out, trying to pronounce these, you know, Polish names that have come from generation to generation, you know, Mr. Schoendorfinski. They wouldn't be saying these kinds of things. They showed up because they want their votes. So I'm going to be a swing voter. I'm going to matter this year.
So you're going to sort of be there for us?
I'm going to be there for everybody, whether you are a flaming, you know, Castro-loving, tree-hugging liberal, whether you are a hardcore evangelical conservative, wherever you are in the country where your vote doesn't count as much because it's locked in. I'm here for you to go around the country to give this vote some kind of weight.
John, thanks.
You know, Renee, it's not cheap to make these flights, but I'm going to do it for you.
Commuting between Milwaukee, where he will vote, and Hollywood, where he writes, John Ridley's latest novel is The Drift.